And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Callie Broussard, Whitney Petrie, and Cassidy Oberleitner, here to talk about the CYT Christian Youth Theater's production of Les Miserables that will open this May. And Callie Broussard is the director, Whitney Petrie is the assistant director, and Cassidy Oberleitner plays Cosette in the musical. Tell us just a bit, Callie, first of all, about CYT and what y'all's mission and organization is about.
Yes, CYT is a nonprofit Christian organization. We work with kids after school. We work with kids ages 4 through 18, but the kids ages 8 through 18 have the chance to audition for a show. And we have 90 kids that auditioned for Les Mis and are a part of it. So,
how many ended up being in the musical?
There were 90. Actually, 125, I think, auditioned.
And 90 are actually in the musical.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it will be at Angèle Hall, so it is a large space, a large theater.
Yes.
So that should work really well. So is Les Mis something you all have been wanting to do for a while?
Oh, yes. It's a show that I've been in love with for so long, and I never actually thought I would have the opportunity to direct it. But CYT was brave enough to take on the challenge of such a well-known and well-loved musical.
And so those challenges are that it is so familiar to people?
Yes. People know it really well, but it's also really vocally demanding and demanding acting-wise as well.
And there must be a lot of choreography with so many people.
It's a lot of making sure all the kids march in time and are in their places on stage. But the kids have stepped up to the challenge and amazed me every step of the way.
And they're as young as 8 years old, you
said? 8 years old, yes, ma'am.
8 years old in this production. So when you do a production locally of Les Miserables, is it exactly the same as the Broadway production, same lyrics, same text?
Most of it is the same. We are doing the school edition, so it has a few cuts to kind of shorten it a little bit, but the majority of it is just like the Broadway show.
So the same familiar songs that people love will be in the production.
Mm-hmm.
So an amazing number of kids. I would think you would need several assistant directors for this. But Whitney Petrie, you are the assistant director. You've worked with CYT for a while.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I'm going on my fourth year.
Okay, so you've seen a lot of musicals.
Yes, I love musicals. My life. I like to live as a musical.
Awesome. Well, if you continue directing, I mean, you kind of are because there's a lot of rehearsal time for a musical like this.
Yes, ma'am. A lot. But it's a lot of fun, too. The kids, every Friday and Saturday, we all get together, and it's so much fun. They're hilarious and a pleasure to work with. So
you practice primarily on Friday and Saturdays.
Yes.
Because I imagine there are kids from a variety of schools in the organization.
Yes, all over the place. Some homeschooled, some public schools, some private schools. We have kids that live in as far away as Crowley, I think, or
Iota.
So all over the place. We're reaching across the South, so it's awesome.
So these kids and their parents are making a big commitment when they audition for a musical like this.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So what have some of the challenges been with Les Mis? Obviously a large cast.
Large cast, and the content, I guess, is really rough because their age is 8 to 18. So what Les Mis deals with, it's kids don't usually deal with
very
this.
Serious.
Yes,
subjects.
They don't always deal with this kind of content usually. So it's been interesting to watch them kind of learn about it and kind of interpret it for their lives too. So that's been a challenge, but they've been doing a fantastic job with it. They've done so great about learning it and embracing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure many of them saw the music or the film before they auditioned. But do you have a time before you started some of the rehearsals where you did kind of sit down and talk about some of these topics, maybe with the different age groups?
We do, yes, ma'am. And then on Friday nights, Callie hosts something called like a girls group. And in that, we talk about different things that girls will go through, especially in Les Mis, they have a section about lovely ladies who, ladies of the night, and we kind of talk about sex trafficking, and we introduce the girls into things that dangers that are in the world and what you need to look out for. So we're able to kind of break down the musical in that kind of way, and hopefully prevent them from ever getting in the situation that some of these
Cosette
characters find themselves in there. Yes.
Yes, right. Yeah. Well, it brings it very, makes it very personal, and they can really feel the feelings of these characters as Hugo wrote them, I guess, in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So you are one of these actresses that she's talking about. Your Cosette, is that the role that you wanted when you auditioned?
Yes, ma'am. That's been my dream role for like past a year or something.
When did you first encounter the musical Les Mis?
Well, I've been listening to it for a while, but I really just fell in love with it when the movie came out, and then I just watched 25th anniversary and things like that, and I became really obsessed. So.
Well, what is it about the character of Cosette that you really wanted to play?
Well, I really liked how she was a sign of hope, and I guess I wanted people to look at me like that. And I think I just love that she, what she stands for and stuff. So,
So how long have you been singing?
My entire life.
Your entire life, okay. So. do you remember some of the earliest musicals that you liked?
Well, Annie was really what got me into Broadway, and so I was obsessed. I would watch it every day and when I was four, so...
And were your parents encouraging in your singing and being in musicals?
Yes, ma'am. They've really helped me with developing my voice. They've provided me with the proper vocal training and helping me really get out there. So,
So you have been in how many musicals with CYT?
Three. This is my third.
So. Right. And what other musicals were you in?
I was a Mercister in Little Mermaid, as well as a tree and a manicurist in The Wizard of Oz. So.
That's an important job in The Wizard of Oz. Well, that is quite a leap into one of the main characters in Les Miserables. I mean, are you on stage? You're on stage a lot.
I say so, yeah.
How many songs do you have?
I believe six. I mean, six of them.
So. Do you have a favorite song?
I don't know. I love them all.
You love them all. Well, can you tell us the titles of those songs? I'm sure people recognize all of them.
Well, In My Life is Rupel May, and then A Heart Full of Love, Attack on Rupel May, One Day More, Marys and Cosette, and then the epilogue.
So that's quite a bit. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, who... Who are your other actors that you're with, the primary actors?
Trevor Menard is playing Jean Valjean, who is Cosette's adopted father, I guess. Mm-hmm. And as well as Andrew Palmentier as Javert, who's the police officer. And then my love interest is Tim Terrio, and he plays Marius. And Sophia Braza plays Eponine, who is in love with Marius, but... She doesn't get him.
The crux of every good musical.
Exactly.
Well, Kelly, how has it been to work with these young actors? I mean, if they're anything like Cassidy, this must be very passionate about what they do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, when I was coming into Les Mis and the whole audition process, I was slightly worried because Les Mis is such a step above anything we've ever done before, just in the... level of difficulty vocal-wise and just the whole show. And so I was a little concerned, but after watching callbacks and watching them come in the first rehearsal, I was like in tears at the first rehearsal because they're so passionate about the show that they've stepped up their game, every single one of them, so much. And they've brought so much to these characters that I had no idea they even had in them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's interesting, you know, that Whitney was talking about how, you know, these are some very serious, sophisticated subjects, subject matter that's in the musical. But it's always interesting how these young people pull that out of themselves and that they really have a deep understanding of some of these very serious issues and can be quite mature in those roles.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've grown musically, personally, since you started this musical?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. How often do you practice? I heard that they do the entire cast on Friday and Saturdays, but do you have special practices for your songs?
We also practice on Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. We have a main cast class. And so we go through each scene every week. And we go through what's really, like, the meaning is of each scene and what we're supposed to be doing. So,
So those are that's for the main cast.
Yes.
Yes. And then you mentioned that you have just a bevy of younger people who are marching and dancing. Yes. And how do you like working in a huge musical?
Oh, I love it.
You like that?
I love working with all of the people because they're all so wonderful and so different, but yet so alike because we all share the same interests, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And do you like working with the smaller ones too?
They're adorable.
Now, the other question I'm sure some people think about when they're hearing these numbers, 90 kids in this musical, they think costumes because this is a period piece.
Oh, yes.
They're not wearing their uniforms from the Academy of the Sacred Heart or wherever else they're from. Who's doing the costumes or do you rent these?
No, the amazing thing is all of our parents volunteer on either a costume committee or a hair and makeup committee or a set committee. And mostly the moms and grandmothers of the kids have really sewn and constructed and pieced together all of these costumes. And the dads and brothers and grandpas have been working on all of our sets. And we've actually built like a whole alleyway City of Paris look for the entire stage of Angèle. That's going to be pretty incredible.
And you're not yet in Angèle, so you're going to have to move all of these sets and these costumes over to Angèle. I hope you have a really good wardrobe mistress.
Donna Menard's amazing. She's awesome.
She's in charge. I've seen extras on movies for period pieces, the person who's in charge of keeping them in order by actor, actress, you know, time that it's going to occur. That's really a pretty amazing job to take care of that. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the musical Les Misérables, which will open on May 8th. And with me are the director, Callie Broussard, the assistant director, Whitney Petrie, and Cosette is Cassidy Oberleitner. They are with CYT, the Christian Youth Theater, that will put on Les Misérables, and that's what they do, are musicals. And it's very interesting because I see the result of your work. I get so many young people who are either in the performing arts program, like you are yourself, Callie, or who have graduated and who have stayed in this area and continue to work in theater, whether with young people trying to create a musical theater scene here, and it's fascinating. But when I talk to them about their backgrounds, they've done so many plays, so many musicals. There's so many opportunities for young people in this area. So how many do you do a year? How many musicals?
CYT does three a year.
Three.
We have a fall show, a winter show, and a spring show.
That's a heavy schedule. I mean, I'm sure they're not all as big as Les Misérables, but musicals generally use quite a number of people.
Yeah. Our average cast size now is about 90.
Yeah.
Every time, almost.
So Les Misérables is not that much bigger than what you normally do.
Not cast size-wise.
Yeah. Include them all. Mm-hmm. Well, that must be very moving. Describe the feeling you have when you're in one of these scenes where everybody is together. And what does that do to you emotionally?
It's chilling because they're the people that I love being around the most. And it's just amazing to go see them every weekend and have that. It's just an amazing opportunity.
And to know you're a part of it. You're not just watching it on the screen. But your voice is joining in with all of theirs. Well, do you have a favorite song in the musical, Callie?
Oh, goodness. That is so hard.
A scene that really chills you or fills you with emotion?
Yeah. Well, there's the final scene in the show is the epilogue when Jean Valjean passes away and all the cast comes back out onto the stage singing Do You